بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a large number of women from across the country. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on December 27, 2023, a week before the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. This day is celebrated as Women's Day in Iran. I am going to quote a hadith that you have heard many times. It is a hadith that has been narrated by both the Shia and the Sunnis. The hadith is this: indeed, God is angered when Fatima is angered, and God is pleased when Fatima is pleased. When you put in your effort, divine inspiration will help you too, of course. Let's all of us set that honorable lady as a role model to follow in all areas. Those were a few words about Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. Now, let's look at the topic of woman. Well, praise God, you are all knowledgeable, educated, and well aware of the various issues that are raised in Islam regarding the topic of woman. There is no need for me to say much on this matter. Nonetheless, I will share a few words with you. Regarding the issue of woman, the questions of feminine identity and woman's identity, woman's values, rights, duties, freedoms, and limitations are each crucial and pivotal matters. Today, if we take an overall look at the world, we will see there are two distinct orientations or approaches in all of these areas.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The first one is the prevalent Western approach, which has gained popularity in non-Western countries as well as in all the areas that I mentioned. The second approach is the Islamic approach, and these two approaches are in opposition to each other. Each approach has its own perspective and opinions regarding the issues and questions at hand. It is possible to engage in discussions and find answers in all of these areas. However, there is one issue here which I believe deserves our attention, and that is that the West's system of culture and civilization is not willing to discuss these matters. It escapes from entering these discussions and research on women's issues. The Western culture and the Western system, the West's system of civilization and culture, does not come forward to discuss many questions in these areas. Instead, it promotes its viewpoint and approach through controversial means, rowdyism, using the arts, movies, coercion, cyberspace, and such things. Not having logical reasoning, it promotes its own opinions and approaches using the various tools at its disposal. It is not willing to take part in discussions, nor is it prepared to answer questions. The reason for this is that the West has no logical reasoning.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost, you guided me from all the ways that were wrong.